Not only can we give away our daughter, but we got a son-in-law as well. And when we introduced the new couple, and I noticed that they look particularly younger today. Encourage the couples to renew your vows offering. If you want your husband to cook breakfast for you, bring him to the retreat often. If you discover that if they love the Lord, they will love his family. And these days we've been talking about spiritual inheritance.
星期五晚上我们各个小组在这里回馈我们过去这五次所讲的
this past Friday night we reviewed on the messages that we've heard.
我想在我们做这个 Special Inheritance 的 review的时候 我们有三件事情我们要提醒自己。
And as we go through these reviews on the spiritual inheritance, there are three things we want to remind ourselves.
第一件事情, 我们是不是真正的 care, 我们在乎这件事情?
The very first thing is, do we really care about it?
如果我们不认为传承是一件重要的事的话,
if we don't feel like passing on these inheritances, those significance,
不会在乎这件事情,
then we won't care about it.
第二件事情,
and secondly,
到底我们在传什么?
What is it are we passing on?
什么是我们要传下去的?
What are the things that we need to pass on?
也是弟兄姊妹我们在这里问的到底我们手中是不是真正有这个棒子?
And we ask ourselves, do we carry this baton in our hand?
到底我们传给孩子的是什么?
And what is it that we're handing down to our kids?
第三件事情,
secondly, our
testimony. 但是我们怎么样才能够传得好?
And how can we pass it very well?
让他们真正的接受。
如果说竞技赛跑三件重要的事情，你第一个要牵得好，你要不但要跑得好，第三个要传得好。 And the relay that we talked about, one is that you got to be able to catch the baton well, you got to be able to run well, and thirdly, you got to be able to pass it well.
当我们真正有一些属灵的产业要传给孩子，或者传给新得救的弟兄姊妹们的时候，
if there are spiritual inheritance that we want to give to the next generation, to those who are newly saved.
我们自己必须是坐在第一把的椅子啊，这是我们接着前面的信息上来说的。
And we ourselves have to sit in the very first chair, and these are the messages that we've been talking about.
如果我们对神没有第一手真实亲身的经历，你没办法传给别人。
If we don't have the first-hand experience of God, there's nothing that we can pass on.
坐在第一把椅子的就是他们认识神。
And those who sit in this very first chair are those who know God.
他们不是光 know about God, 他们不是只是知道神，他们认识神。
And they don't simply just know about God, but they themselves know God.
只有这样子的人，他能够真正的传给别人。
And only such a person can pass something of substance.
所以我们说在做传承的时候，一方面你要能够传承，你必须坐在第一把椅子。
And for you to be able to pass something on, you yourself have to be able to sit in this first chair.
而我们整个传承的方向是要帮助我们所服侍的对象，不管是后代的，是新得救的。
And the direction of us passing these treasure on, regardless of the next generation, those who are saved,
要帮助他坐到第一把椅子上。
To help them to be able to sit in that first chair.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
当我们一堂一堂这样讲下来的时候，
as we go through session by session,
我希望我们不管是大人，不管是孩子，不管是信主很久的，或是初信的，
regardless of whether you find yourself to be adults or kids or those who are newly saved, who've been saved for a long time,
完成。 Takes two. 两边都要，都重要。
And this passing on requires both sides. They're both equally important.
反正要好好传。
And those who are passing it on needs to pass it on.
接的人要好好接。
And those who are catching it, they need to catch it well.
就算我们还想传得好，但是不肯接，也没用。
So if we want to pass it on real well, those who aren't willing to receive it, you know it's useless.
就算底下人盼望接，但是我们却不传，或传不好，也是没用。
And those who want to catch it and receive it well, but those who are passing on doesn't do a good job, then it's useless as well.
因为属灵的传承如果要在我们中间真正成为我们的祝福，我们都需要一起来。
So for the passing on of the spiritual inheritance to be a true blessing for us, we need to all work together.
今天我们要讲第六个讲叫做全家的侍奉。
And this, we're going to come to the sixth topic, is the serving as a family.
整个家一起来侍奉神。
The entire family as a whole to serve God.
首先我们要知道一件事情。
But the very first thing that we need to recognize.
我们为什么得救?
Why are we saved?
为什么?
Why are we saved?
可以，谁在讲?
Who's whispering?
我听不到，我老了。这个听力退后很多。
Speak up, Tom.
这 glorify the Lord 很好哈。神救我们。
God saves us.
不是只是不要叫我们下地狱受审判的。
It's not that merely that we would not enter into eternal condemnation and to be judged.
也不是只是要把我们从很多的痛苦啊、疾病啊、软弱啊、败坏里面救出来。
And not simply to deliver us out of our bitterness, our difficulties and our corruptions.To bring us out of those things.
那些真的很重要。
Those are all very important.
哎呀，我们唱到我是一个罪人，蒙主恩，我们就感谢他，谢谢他救了我了。
And when we sing such a song, I am a sinner, I am a sinner saved by grace, we rejoice with him because he truly has saved us.
但是弟兄姊妹，神把我们不光要救出来。
But brothers and sisters, the Lord is not only delivering us out.
神要把我们带进去。
But God is bringing us in.
带进一个我们从来没有想过也没有进入过的一个境界
into a realm that we've never imagined before
这个境界充满了属天充满了生命充满了神自己的同在
and this realm is a place where it's full of God's presence
啊你可以一直讲下去讲不完的
we could keep elaborating on this we can't stop
而最重要的一件事情就是这个境界里面神在那里
and the most important thing is that in this realm God is there
而我们这些得救的人居然可以站在神面前
And we who are saved to stand before God.
我们可以来侍奉他。
And we can serve him.
因为前面这是一件大事情啊。
This is a big thing.
以前有个小小的故事讲到那个大天使带这个小天使哈。
And there was a story that was told once. There was a big angel that led a small angel.
这个给他 practical training.
They gave him some practical training.
他们就在宇宙中遨游哈。
So they were flying through the universe.
哇，这个一个星球一个星球，一个银河系一个银河系就带他去看。
And one star after another, one galaxy after another galaxy. The bigger angel could show that smaller angel this is what God has created. And that little angel is like, wow, everywhere he goes. God's creation is indeed awesome.And then as they pass by a very small planet,the little angel, they don't want to look at it anymore. And the big angel all of a sudden stopped. Do you see that little planet? It's called Earth. The little angel is like, what's the big deal? He said, that is the most precious planet in God's eyes. The little angel couldn't understand. All the human beings were created according to God's image and His likeness. And the little angel, he began to pay attention. And then the big angel says, and then one day, God Himself came upon this planet. And this little angel got even more surprised. He said, how is that possible? The heaven and the heavens above is not sufficient to hold our God. Why would He confine Himself in such a small planet? And it's such a planet that the small angel doesn't even care about. The stars and the creation of the universe is more numerous than the sand that we see on the seashore. And the earth cannot even be counted. The angel said, God came upon this planet. And the men of this earth nailed him on the cross. For the sake of saving those who are on this planet, he gave his life. And the little angel was awed at all the other stories of all the other creations, but when he heard this story, he began to shed tears.
Amazing grace.
It's amazing grace. Huge, awesome God. And all things come to existence through His Word. And the angels, the scientists cannot exhaust their studying of what God has made. But yet God loves us. God loves you and God loves me. He shed His blood for you and for me. He saved you and He saved me. And the most important part, not only that He saved us, that we may have His life, that we may stand before Him, then we may stand before Him and live as holy priesthood. And this is something very glorious. And this is what the author of Hebrews says, that these people are the world is not worthy to have. The world is not worthy to have them. Because our life is royal and it's heavenly. We belong to God. We were saved, we were called to serve Him. We are but sojourners, pilgrims. This is temporal. The world is not worthy to have us. So dear brothers and sisters, when the Lord saw that His own people were suffering as slaves in Egypt, His heart is not willing.
Let my people go to serve me.
When you read through this book, you will hear this cry. God from heaven says, let my people go that they may serve me. Let my people go. You cannot hold in bondage. The children of God, you are not to be held bondage. This world is temporal. All the wealth of this world is but temporal. Concerning that eternal glory cannot be compared. Concerning this life that we have received, it cannot be compared. Dear brothers and sisters, to serve the Lord is a glorious thing. Not only that God is unwilling that we would remain as slaves in Egypt, but God is pained by our own sorrow. So God wants to deliver us. That we may truly know that we belong to Him. So when we come to the New Testament, the book of Luke, that we were snatched out of the hands of our enemies, and that for the rest of our lives that we can serve our God without condemnation. That the rest of our lives that we may stand before our God. And Hebrews chapter 9 also talks about the blood of Christ. Not only does it cleanse us, it cleanses us of our dead works. But now we are our sins washed away. The power of death and the actions that come from death, they're all removed. What's the purpose? Let's read it together. That you may serve the living God. So dear brothers and sisters, service. It's not the most, it's the highest thing. But we are serving the living God. Service.
It's
something that is for the rest of our lives. God saved us. That all the days of our lives we will stand before Him. So when we are weak and we're fallen, don't think that God don't care about you. He doesn't want you anymore. The price has already been paid. The authority has already been given to you. But whenever you wake up, whenever you turn to God, this position of the royal priest still exists. So we stand as what we are called to stand to serve the living God. And then the Gospel according to Matthew tells us. And Matthew chapter 6 says that a person cannot have two masters. You cannot serve God and serve mammon. Dear brothers and sisters,
that
we see a couple of things here.
侍奉,
and serving,
这个最高, 最崇高的侍奉,
that is something that is the most highest value.
因为我们是在侍奉, 万王之王, 宇宙中,
because we're serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Eternal God.
你在地上都有老板,
we all have a boss here on earth.
孩子们也有老板,
and kids, you guys got a boss to your parents. We all have a boss.
但是地上没有一个老板比这上头官。
service is of the Most High.
第二件事情,
and secondly,
我们的侍奉必须是专一的侍奉,
our service must be focused and of singularity.
不管你承认不承认,
whether you acknowledge it or not,
不管你知道不知道,
whether you know it or not,
我们都有自己的主人,
we all have a master.
根据圣经来说,我们都在侍奉,
and according to the scripture, we are all serving.
不是侍奉神,
whether you are serving God,
就是侍奉马门,
or you are serving mammon,
不是侍奉神,
whether you are serving God,
就是你自己做主,
or you are the master of the Lord,
都有主人,
we all have a master.
都在侍奉,
we are all serving.
圣经上告诉我们的侍奉必须是专一的侍奉,
the scripture says that our service must be focused and singular.
而第三个侍奉必须是终身的,
and thirdly, the service is for the rest of our life. It's not just, oh, you come to God's house and you do something, that service. It's not that you quit the job and come to full time ministry, that is service.
不管男女老幼, 不管贫贵尊贱,
regardless of your age, regardless of your position, we are all serving God. We are all serving Him. All the days of our lives.
And
fourthly, the service that God wants is not something that is a very high standard. It's not only the single
one
for the rest of your life. But God desires that the entire family will serve Him. Because family is something that God has designed.
不光他设计,
not only that He designed it, He established it.
你发现圣经里面有这么多的教导，这么多的故事都跟 family 跟家发生关系。There's
so many teachings, so many examples that has something to do with family.
你看我这里提到了几个，挪亚方舟。And
again, I just listed a few, Noah and his family and the ark.
大家很熟的。
Everybody's familiar with that story?
一家几口啊？
How many are in that family?
八口。
Eight.
你们年轻的孩子们是不知道我们中文字反应怎么写？
All of you who's taken Chinese calligraphy, how to write the word boat in Chinese.
左边是舟是船，右边是八口。
On the left hand side is the character for boat. On the right hand side is speaks of eight people.
一家八口在船里面。
A family of eight is in on a boat.
但是呢，我们稍微想一下那天的情景。
So just imagine, take yourself back and think of it, and picture it.
整个天地。 水降下来,
and heaven and earth, the shower begins to pour.
几十天昼夜下雨,
and for days on days, it rains day and night.
洪水,圣经上说,天下的高山都被淹没了,
and the flood begins to rise, and even the mountains are covered.
每天只有八个人,
and that day, only eight people
在洪州里面,
they were inside the ark.
你不在,
the entire family.
不在的就,
the entire family is saved.
我不晓得你有没有想到那一天在他们之间的那个关系。
I don't know if you could picture the relationship that they had on that particular day.
那人的眼中是把这整个家从审判里面救出。
At that particular day, God took this entire family and brought them out of judgment.
而在逾越节的时候,
on the day, on the night of that,
逾越节是一个家一个家的经过。
And the destroyer was sent to go through one household after another. Every doorpost that has not been covered by the blood of the Lamb, the destroyer will enter in and slay the firstborn. And when they see the blood upon the doorpost, and the destroyer will pass over.
他们吃羊羔,圣经上特别讲一家一只,
and the scripture made it very clear that the entire family is to have one lamb.
而当他们在旷野里面是数点百姓的时候,是按着宗族和家来数点他们。
And when the Lord numbered his people in the wilderness, he numbered them according to their tribes, according to their families.
一个家一个家,这个会幕安宁的。
And every family is set forth and positions according to the tabernacle.
约书亚的宣告,至于我和什么? 我家,等一下我们要来讲。
Joshua's proclamation concerning me and my house, we'll talk about that a little more later.
当俄比以东家把约柜接到他家去的时候,
and Obed-Edom, when he brought the ark into his family,
这地上说神的祝福临到他的全家,
the scripture says that the blessings of the Lord came upon the entire household.
整个家因着父亲做的这件事情全家蒙福,
the entire household was blessed because what the father had done.
亚哈家正好相反,
and Ahaz was entirely the opposite.
圣经两次说到亚哈出卖了他自己,
and twice the scripture says Ahaz has sold himself.
他不光卖了他自己,
not only has he sold himself,
他也卖了他的全家,
he sold his entire household.
整个家被神管教审判,
this whole family was judged and disciplined by God.
这边在实践里面,
and the Ten Commandments.
神说那些爱我的，那些恨我的，不遵守我诫命的，这个神的审判是要三四代领导他们。
And the Lord says, those who depart from my laws, the judgment shall come upon the third and the fourth generation.
神说我要追讨他的罪，自负及子，直到三四代。
And the Lord says that He will chase, He will discipline their children until to the third and fourth generation. And those who love the Lord.
守主诫命的，神说我要发慈爱，直到千代。
And the Lord says that I will have mercy upon thousands of their generations.
一面来说，我们个人向神要负自己绝对的责任。
On the one hand, we personally need to be responsible with God.
但是另外一面，我们不能否认的。
And on the other hand, we cannot deny.
我们这个人常常受到我们自己所谓的原生家庭的影响。
And we are often influenced by our family background, our family roots.
我们如果没有好好管教我们，我们就变成一个很放肆、很随便的人。
If our parents did not discipline us well, then we live very casual and very loose.
父母亲如果没有帮助我们建立一个神的关系，我们就对神无所谓。
And if our parents did not help us establish a good, healthy relationship with God, then we don't care about God. So from both sides, we've got to look at it from a very balanced perspective.
So
Obed-Edom loves God and he honors God. So he brought about a blessing to his own house. Ahaz has offended God. So unto his third generation, the scriptures that I record. We also see a lot of teachings concerning family living in the New Testament. How between husband and wives, between parents and the children.
提摩太前书第五章第八节，这里讲到说，人一定要懂得眷顾自己的家人。
First Timothy says that men ought to know how to take care of their own family.
他说：“人如果不看顾亲属，就是背道正道，比不信的人还不好。”
And those who do not care for their own family, they have forsaken the true word. They are worse than those, worse than unbelievers.
如果不看顾自己的家人，更是这样。
And if they do not take care of their own family members, it's even far worse.
所以我们对自己的家人有绝对的责任。
So we have responsibility concerning members of our own family.
虽然这好像是肉身地上的关系。
Although yes, it's earthly relationships.
但是是神主权所安排的，我们决定有责任。
But in God's sovereignty, He has ordained, He has set forth to it, and we are responsible for it.
那使徒行传十六章告诉我们，保罗、希拉在那里监狱里面。
And Acts chapter 16, when Paul and Silas, when they were suffering in the jail, and the Lord released them, and the jailer went and received Paul and Silas in his own
house.
And you discover that this one act, salvation came to the entire household.
就在那一天晚上,
that particular evening, the jailer and his entire family were baptized in the name of Christ.
保罗也在那里讲了那句伟大的话，说当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
And Paul also says, if you believe on the Lord Jesus, you and your entire family will be saved.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你绝对不能小看你在神面前所有正面的。 对神的反应，都是我们所有的行动。
You cannot minimize all your reactions and your acts towards God.
常常给家里面带来大的祝福。Because
oftentimes it brings about a great blessing for your family.
因为在前书第三章讲到神家的领袖，不管是做监督的、做执事的。
First Timothy chapter 3 talks about regardless whether you are overseers or you are deacons.
保罗就说要好好管理自己的家。
Paul says very clearly, you got to be able to administer your house well. If you cannot rule over your house well, how can you rule over God's house?
这就是为家,
so this family,
是我们每一个人在这一生里面,
and for the rest of our lives,
是一个最重要而且最长久的生活范围,
and it is the boundary, it is an environment that we live in the most in our lives.
我们真正离开家的时间，其实也许是读书、去读大学，或是出外，暂时单独一下。但是你没有脱离家庭的关系。
And the time that we really are physically separated from our families, perhaps when we go off to school, but we were never really separated from the relationship with this family.
然后有一天翅膀硬了，建立自己的家庭。
One day your wings would take flight and you start your own family.
我们一生里面花最多时间，而且最重要的生活范围就是家庭。
The balance boundaries and the times that we spend in our lives is often with our family. And this, the relationship that we have with our family members is also the most important. And a lot of terminology in Chinese that describes how tight and how close family members ought to be. Flesh and blood. And your hand and your feet. And they're the same body, the distance is very close, they're run by the same line. And it's of the same exact line. So we ought to know family is very important. But I want to remind everyone one thing. Family is important. But if our family, our lifestyle is not centered around God, any other lifestyle, whether personally, or your family life, or our fellowship, or our church life, any kind of lifestyle that is not centered around God, you will not get God's very best. A lot of people talk about the importance of having a family life. And a lot of people who do not believe in Jesus, they also have teachings and lessons and their classes concerning parenting. But brothers and sisters, God's command for families. Not only should we pay attention to the family and enjoy the family, but ultimately that this family would belong to God and to serve God. So if we just simply have a very good family, good house, and we think that all our life is pretty good, we all enjoy
it,
but it has nothing to do with God, then our joy is just but this life. And not to say that true joy is not really possible. So we get to have a good house, a good family. And we need to establish and build a family that is for God. A family that truly serves God. We want to come and take a look at God's commands for blessing in the family. I only mentioned three things. The very first one.
他说神所命定的，要使到我们在家里面能够蒙爱、蒙恩、蒙福。
And the family is a determined place for love and grace and blessings by God.
再怎么样，我们是在这里出生的。
Regardless, we are born into that family. We receive that life from our family. And we're growing there. And we are taken care of there. And we are established there. And we are educated there. And this family is the beginning of our lives. So regardless of what your personal experience of family is, and I know there are quite a few people that are not satisfied with their own family life. And perhaps there are tragedies, there are things that, that you feel bad about. But by God's grace, I want to encourage you, do not despair, do not give up. Regardless of how tragic and how bad your past has been, or even your current family relationship does not please or satisfy
you.
What you want, but when you and I are saved, salvation will come to the entire household because of us. That's God's command. God is always looking for a channel of blessing to that family. Today you are saved. And God will use you. That you would be a person that would be critical at the turning point. Paul will enter into a city that does not acknowledge God.
He
will
turn the world upside down.
And he's the type of person that would turn that world upside down. And this city that does not believe in God, they would become an uproar and people would turn to Christ. God can use you. 在你的家中, in your family,
turn your family upside down.
To be able to turn your family upside down.
让你的家人可以信耶稣,
that your family members may come to Christ.
Abana,
do you amen to that?
千万不要灰心好弟兄姊妹,
do not give up, do not despair. Again, God's command to place a blessing is you and your family. And God never commits a family to discipline you.
Yes,
true, we are often disciplined in that environment. We'll talk about that more specifically. But a family in God's sight is always positive. God said, it's not good that that man should be alone. I'm going to create for him a helper. It's not to enslave him. But that would be his helper, his blessing. Not only in this life, but he would be happy and be healthy and receive all the blessings. Lessons concerning this word helper is to help God's will to be accomplished in our life. But that our families may receive the full blessings of God. It's not just let your husband eat well and give him all the presents and all the gadgets. And that the husband may really live in the purpose of God's will. So this family is a place where we are blessed. And we are accepted. And we are encouraged. And we are comforted. And our home is a place where we rest. And we often time when we travel, we see all these wonderful places they can't compare to my house. This Chinese term says that this bed of gold and silver cannot compare to the dog house that I live in. Have you heard that before? So if you see these Chinese proverbs, they're indeed wonderful. And when we use the term the dog house, that doesn't just simply define what we live, the actual house we live in. So you can hear the term, the man builds a house, the woman makes it a home. It's quite different, the house and a home. Our home attracts us, not simply because the building, may not compare to other people's houses. But when we come home, it's different. So you guys all know, right, when I go to your home, I don't casually go to your refrigerator, open it, and eat whatever I want. You guys come to my house, I open the fridge very casually, I say, hey, come on, eat all you want. So this home is the environment, the place that we spend most of our time in. Every member of this home has a responsibility to make it a place of enjoyment and blessing. And a place that is full of love and that can be enjoyed. The scripture says that God is love. We're able to love because God first loved us. And apart from God, you can't really talk about true love. It cannot be tested and tried. We love each other doesn't mean that we can love God. But if we really love God, then we will really love each other. So this is something we ought to pursue and work out, that this would be a place of blessing. And there's a chicken farm in England.
不是所有的鸡都下蛋，特别大概只有百分之几十的下蛋，其他鸡都不下蛋。
And not all the hens will lay eggs, so there's a problem.
有一天这个鸡场的这个儿子长大了，他结婚娶了个媳妇来。
And so the son of the owner of the farm, he grew up, he married and found a wife.
然后这个媳妇很快乐，然后很有爱心，然后很喜欢唱歌。
And she was full of love, and she loves to sing, and she's happy all the time.
她每次喂鸡的时候，她就很快乐，她就唱歌给他们听。
So every time she goes and feed the chicken, she would just sing to them, and she'd be all happy and smiling.
很稀奇的，报纸上说有爱就有蛋，有一本书叫做《有爱就有羊》哈，就是有爱就有蛋。
And you discover that when there is love, there are eggs.
哦，这些母鸡生蛋率突然增加到90%。
And the hens, they begin to lay eggs. 90% of the hens begin to lay eggs.
所以在家里面多一点爱，你会发现这个家增小。
So if you have more love in your family, you begin to discover there's something of
enjoyment.
I actually read this in the newspaper. I didn't make the story up.
在家里面充满有爱，就会充满歌声，就会充满喜乐。So
there's love, it's full of singing, and there's full of joy.
我们全家在神的爱中，我们一起爱神，我们一起上来。So
the entire family, the love of God, we come to love Him together, and we love each other.
不要光看到自己的伤痕。And
don't just look at your own wounds.
就像Brother Ernie said，不要被你过去的历史一直追着。And
just as Brother Ernie shared with us, do not allow your past history to chase you.
勇敢地起来，靠着神的恩典。
Courageously, by God's grace, rise up.
把神的爱、神的祝福、神的旨意带进你的家去。
And to bring forth God's love, God's blessings, and God's will into our family.
让他们因着你蒙爱，也享受神的爱。
And because you are loved by God, and they can enjoy your love for them.
让他们因着你认识神，而让他们有机会认识神。
And because you know God, that they have the opportunity to know God as well.
让他们因为你活在神的旨意里面，也让全家都起来，能够照着神的旨意来活。
And because you are living in the will of God, the entire family may rise up and live in the will of God. We ought all to receive this challenge. And we all have to receive this responsibility. We have the responsibility to make our home a better place. And secondly, this home is a place of growth, a school for us.
你最早吃就是在家吃的，知道吗？
We learn how to eat. That's the place where you have your first meal.
我们在这里学会爬。
You learn how to crawl.
我的小孩子不会爬，就像飞机一样，坐在顶着肚子在那边走来走去。
Aaron in his younger days, he didn't know how to crawl, so he tried to.
他现在不在乎坐在上面。
He's not here, so I can tease him a little bit.
他在那里学会爬，学会坐，就倒在地上。
So he's learning to sit, and he would fall over from time to time.
必须站，必须走。
And he learns to stand, he begins to learn to walk. The very fundamental things in life, we learn them in our home. A lot of experts tell us that before the age of 5, our personality and our characters are established. And I want to remind all the parents, don't ever think that my kids are still too young. They're not young at all. These little guys, they know a lot more than you think they do. And before the age of 5, their personality and their person is established. And don't think that, when they get a little older, then I'll spend the time to discover
them.
And the stubbornness is becoming harder and harder to turn. If they summer under the age of 5, you try to bend their will, how is it possible when they get older? So again, our home is a place, it's a place, a school for us to grow. And our personality is being formed. And our habits are being developed. Our relationship with others, they're learning how to establish them. Our knowledge and our relationship with God is also beginning. So, brothers, you need to know how important this family is. And when we're growing, all these things become important.
我们的性格，我们的习惯，我们人生的态度，我们跟神的关系，我们的人际关系，这重不重要？
Our personalities, our habits, our relationship with others, our viewpoints, are these things all very important? It's far more important than getting 10 A's.
Brothers,
we need to care about these things.
的试金石。
And our family is a place of a measure, a test for the quality of our spiritual life.
翻译非常好啊，就是你几斤几两就在家里面显出来。
And how much you actually weigh is revealed in your house.
在外面别人对你客气，别人尊重你，别人夸奖你。
And when you're outside of that environment, people praise you, people say how wonderful you are.
并不代表你这个人真实的样子的夸奖。
Doesn't mean that you're necessarily worthy of such a praise.
因为你真实的本相在家里面暴露出来。
Because your true picture, your true person is revealed in your family.
我们没有像家人一样这么深的走进我们的生命，我们也这么深的走进他的生命里面。
No one walks that deep into our lives and allow us to walk that deep into their lives as to our family members.
而且在别人面前，别人。Offense 到你一点，你好像跟我很有点关系。
And when people on the outside they offend you, you know, you can kind of subdue it. Say, oh, it's okay, not a problem.
在家里面，孩子不小心踩到你一脚啊，
And then if your kid comes and accidentally steps on your foot, you get in a rage and just wants to discipline them.
或者人家家姊妹做的菜，你一点口不悦，说明他心里面都是不好吃。
And when you go to someone's house and the food is burnt.He said, oh, it's okay, not a problem. It tastes pretty good anyways. And then when you're at home and then you would complain, how come everything's always burnt?
There's
a very big mega church in Korea.
他们的牧师就说，有一天他太太在家里面收拾行李，说要搬出去。
The pastor said one day his wife started to pack and said, "I'm moving out."
他说你要搬到哪去啊
？And the pastor said, "Where are you going?"
他说我要搬到讲台上。
So I'm going to move to the pulpit.
他说你在讲台上像个天使，也回到家像个魔鬼。
Because on the pulpit you are just like an angel, but when you come home you're like the devil himself.
他站在讲台上，所有人都夸奖他，电视照他，广播传播他。
So this pastor, when he stands up there, you know, he's broadcast nationwide and everybody knows him. He's a really wonderful guy. But at home, the wife says, I'm moving out. I'm moving out to the pulpit.
That's what I don't know.
So he repented before that. Again, when we're at home, it's the place, the condition where we're truly measured, our true person that is revealed.
一方面在外面别人也不会那样得罪我。
And yes, when you're outside, people won't offend you that way.
也在家里面这种事情就发生了。
But it seems like when you're at home, these things happen all the time.
有一个人好，他这个三十年的同学会对他很重要。
And there was a person, he's coming to the 30-year anniversary for his school celebration. It's very important to him.
他非常省吃俭用的，所以那天就跑去买了一个新的西装裤。
Regularly, he's usually very frugal with his money, but that particular event he went and bought a pair of socks. So I'm going to go see friends that I've known for 30 years. So he bought a pair of pants that were on sale, but it was 10 inches longer than what is 10 centimeters longer. He comes home and talks to his mom. And says, Mom, can you please tailor the pants for me? And the mom says, oh, I don't feel very well today. I can't do it. And he knows his wife is very busy, but he went and said, can you please help me and tailor my pants for me? So as he expected, his wife says, oh, I'm too busy. I can't help you. So he went to his daughter, which is kind of like fully grown up, and said, daughter, can you please help me? And the daughter says, no, I can't do it, Dad. I had a date tonight. So he was really sad. He said, okay, tomorrow I'll just wear my old pants.
因为他让他这个妈妈挂在床上，还有儿子男的有求于他，他就起来帮他捡拾。
So the mother felt real bad and said, "Oh, it's the first time my son asked me." So she woke up and tailored that 10 centimeter off the pants. So the wives began to think, oh, my husband is real poor. And she picked up the pants and took on another 10 centimeters. But the daughter comes home and feels so bad. How can I do that to my dad? So she went and picked up the pants and took off another 10 centimeters. So the next morning, he put on his capris. Did he complain? He was so excited. He put on those new pants and he went to that. I want to show off to all my friends. There are three women that love me so much. He called that pair of shorts the shorts of love. You guys are laughing. I want to see how many brothers are out there wearing those pants. Jackie raised her dad's hand. Our brother James has four women in the household, so you can imagine how short his pants are going to be. Oh, they're actually dogs. I love them. A couple of holes in it, too. And again, our family is a place where we are measured. And you tell your kids, oh, clean up your room, and you help them out. After 2 hours, you look, it's completely a mess. So again, this home is so precious. And it's not just to help them, but to help them to be more disciplined in their lives. And one day I spoke to Joshua, and I said, Joshua, now you got this wonderful, beautiful room that you got to keep it neat and clean, okay? And then our sister Sumei, his mom, just said, Did you hear that? And this entire family, this home, requires everyone to pitch in to make it good. And we certainly ask God to help each family to be a healthy. And again, our family lives is a perfect example of our church life. And this small family is like a small church. And the parents and their children, just like our Heavenly Father and their children. And as the father needs to teach and discipline their kids according to the will of this Heavenly Father, just as what the Heavenly Father is doing in our lives. And our children need to obey their parents in all things, and to honor their parents as we are to honor our Heavenly Father. And the parents love their children, and the children honor and love their parents. And this is a very small example of what the church ought to be. And husband and wife, just like the church and Christ. And the intimacy, that the love that we have with our Lord. And between siblings, it's just like brothers and sisters at church. And the testimony that a family brings is really foundational to the testimony that a church will bring. If you don't have a very excellent home, you won't have a very excellent church. On the other hand, the more blessed the church is, the more blessed these families will be. And we certainly ask that every family would be healthy and every family would be blessed before God. And yes, then the church would be able to move forward in God's will. And at the other, on the other hand, we ask God, God, you would elevate the capacity of our church life. And this is the place that we are all strengthened, that we could go home and establish our home. And I say again, if you love your family, it doesn't necessarily mean that you will love God. But if you really love God, you will love your family. So we all come together and we learn together. And in our hearts, we all long for a family. And a lot of times we are weak, we fall, and we're tempted by the world. And in the depth of our being, we need a family, we need love. And you heard this famous story before in Spain, in Madrid, Spain, there was a young man that left his home. And in his days of rebellion, he just didn't care for his home, and he just left. And so his father went out through the big streets and the small alleys to search for his son. So the father went and started posting signs and said, "My dear son, Parker, I will wait for you on this particular day, at this particular hour, at a particular site. If you see this note, please come. And your mom and dad, who loves you, who's thinking of you all the time." And at that particular hour, the father went to that site. There were 800 people. 800 kids who were just wandering, they went to that exact location. And they were all running about, but they really wanted a home. And they know that this house or this world cannot give them the true comfort and care that they long for. So, dear brothers and sisters, we ask God to help us. We care about our family. And we do not only care about the things that this world esteems as good. That our kids will study well, we have a good income, and we have a wonderful house. But this home that we want to build up,
back to the Bible, back to the beginning.
It's back to the Bible and back to the beginning. And God's original command for the blessedness of a family. An entire family will be blessed. The entire family will love each other. And the entire family will stand before God to serve this great and awesome God. So that day when Joshua cried out, let's read it together. There are idols of yesterday, there are idols of today. In all the days of your life, these idols would tempt you along the way. This verse, you see that there are gods on the other side of the river. But there are also gods of the Amorites here. In other words, there are idols surrounding you to draw you to serve them. But the challenge that we face is something that we have to deal with every single day. Who is our Lord? Who are we serving? And Joshua's great proclamation, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He said, as for me, and he used himself himself as the example.
自己坐在第一把椅子上,
he himself has to sit in that first chair.
不然他没有办法改变家人,
or else he cannot change his family. He cannot influence his household.
但是不光是他自己,
but not only himself.
我和我的家,
he says that's for me and my house.
我和我的家,
he included his entire family.
包括每一个他所爱的,
every single one that he loves.
每一个神养给他的,
every person that God has given him.
第三件事情,
and thirdly, we will serve the Lord.
这是一个强的决定和心智,
and this is a resolve, a determination.
有人说, great men has will, and feeble one has wishes.
Great men have wills, and feeble men have wishes.
因为伟大的人,
a great person has a very strong will and a very great resolve.
那些脆弱的, 没有出息的, 他们只有 wishes, 只能够愿望,
and those who are weak, they simply just wish.
有什么我们要起来?
But since we all need to rise up, we need to pray for our family, the entire household will serve God. We're
going
to come and sing that last song together. We ask the worship team to please come. We ask all the family members to sit together with your own family. And we want the entire family to be together. All the family members, and those who are serving on the worship team today, we ask you to please come up. We're serving the most great God. And to serve Him wholeheartedly. All the days of our lives. The entire house to serve Him. Thank you, God. Ask you to hold hands with your family members and bridge the aisles with the brothers and sisters next to you.
We will serve the Lord.
pray out loud.
具体的为着你的每个家人，整个家祷告。
And actualize and really just pray for every person in your family.
对，只有一分钟。
Lord, we're only giving everybody a very short time.
但是它像个火苗一样。
But I pray that it would be like a fire.
把我们爱家为家祷告的火整个点起来。
And that it would start to burn and begin to grow brighter and brighter.
我们回家继续为家祷告。
And we keep praying for our family.
哦，主耶稣，我们特别是我们真的是把我们每一个人的家都交在你的手中。哦，亲爱的主耶稣，在这个弯曲背面的时代，多少的家庭被破坏了，多少的家庭充满了眼泪和伤痕。 亲爱的主啊，你是永远的爱，爱我们，你不甘心我们受苦，让我们带回到你的面前，让我们从破碎的家、变成蒙恩的家，从受亏损、有破口、流落祝福的家，真成为一个蒙爱的家，主啊，感念慈爱，啊，谢谢，啊，爸爸妈妈，啊，愿我们都交在你的手中，而不是歌单、傻笑的，主，我们都交在你的手中。 我们在你面前成为恩典的人，成为蒙恩的主，成为真正珍惜主的家庭的人。主，我们仰望在你的身上，谢谢主，谢谢主。主，我们再一次来到你施恩的宝座前。
Oh, Lord, once again, we come to your throne of grace. We ask for help in our time of need. We ask you to help us to bless our family. Yes, O Lord, this crooked and perverse generation, so many families has already been destroyed. So many families are full of tears and wounds. And so many families are full of the work of the evil one. So many families have cracks and leaks that all your blessings are lost. But Lord, that we may esteem the things that are important and valuable. You gave the Garden of Eden into Adam's hands that he would tend to it. They would tend to it and would not allow the enemy to destroy it.
主，我们也求你在这里兴起每一个家的看守家庭的人。
And we ask you to raise up those who would be watchmen in the house.
兴起那些修堵破口的人。And
you would raise up those who would fill and fix the cracks.
把所有仇敌的破坏和作为从家中赶逐出去。All
the works of the evil one would be removed from our family.
把所有的破口和伤痕靠着你的爱修补起来。And
all the cracks and all the wounds would be restored and healed.
主啊，复兴我们的教会以前你的复兴你儿女们的家庭。Oh
Lord, revive the church, but we ask that you would heal and restore the house.
哦，让每一个家充满了你的爱。That
each family would be filled with your love.
哦，每一个家能够合乎你的旨意。And
every family would be living according to your will.
哦，每一个家都起来侍奉你。That
every family would rise up to serve you.
主啊，祝福你的教会。Lord,
come and bless your church.
当全地黑暗的时候，让以色列家中仍旧有光。And
when the world is full of darkness, that the land of Israel will still have a light.
让我们在光中，在爱中来建立，来享受你给我们的家。And
in the midst of this light, that we would enjoy this family you've given us.
为着我们所有还没信主的家人，我们特别向你呼求。And
for all the family members who has not yet come to you and know you, Lord, we call out to you.
帮助我们不停止地为他们祷告。And
we will not stop praying for them.
直到他们都归到你的名下，直到救恩临到我们的全家。谢谢主。
We thank you, God.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Jesus' name.